Audacity.
Antigua and Barbuda and St. Lucia worried about the impact Russia's war on Ukraine could have on the Caribbean. And other developments, including a look at Carnival in the pandemic. I'm Ken Richards, the Caribbean News coming right up. Brace yourselves for an increase in petroleum products and foodstuff, Prime Minister Gaston Brown has told Antiguan residents. He warned that this is likely to happen as the war between Russia and Ukraine escalated. Here's Observer Radio's Shemin Big Charles.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine spells higher prices at the pump for consumers worldwide. In fact, oil prices surged past $100 a barrel for the first time since 2014 after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a full-scale military assault on Ukraine, prompting widespread international condemnation. Prime Minister Gaston Brown says the war will affect Antigua and the Caribbean.
Now, if petroleum prices continue to increase, then there may come a time when we cannot continue to hold the price at $12.50 or $12.25, whatever it is, for gas. And then in that case, there may have to be a pass-through at some point. Again, the whole idea is to reduce the price at the pump. But if it gets to the stage in which the government consumption tax is totally wiped out and then it's going into negative ground, then we may have to pass on the increase in pricing to consumers.
Brown says the price of utilities could also increase.
I believe within the last few days, petroleum prices were about $100 per barrel, and potentially it could get up to maybe about $120 within the next week or two, especially if this conflict continues. So here's the implication, which potentially, whereas we have been subsidizing the pricing and would have kept the pricing of petroleum products stable for the last few years, you know, we could have a situation in which we have to be forced to increase price at the pump. Even electricity as well, the price of electricity will increase. And as I said before, food items as well.
Partner at Grand Thornton, Richard Peterkin, says St. Lucia and the rest of the region may not be spared from the impact of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He points to increases in oil prices coupled further with higher inflation, likely to be bad news for the Caribbean.
The big problem for us is going to be the effect on the cost of things. I mean, Russia, the States is still the biggest market in the world. Demand in the States is still very strong. This conflict, if anything, is going to make the cost of raw materials, oil, and other precious metals higher, and inflation will soar. It was already bad, it's going to get worse. And so the impact for us is that, you know, cost of living clearly goes up, which is not good for a country that is struggling. But even more importantly, if we were hoping that major stimulus projects were going to encourage and bring about economic growth, we're now going to find that the cost of those projects, all of which is imported materials, may be going up 15 to 20%. And then that means we have to find more money to pay for them.
Big increases for SOL workers in Guyana.
Workers of SOL Guyana are getting big increases in their salaries following successful negotiations between the company and the General Workers Union. The company has also increased its minimum wage. Under the agreement for the year 2022, employees of SOL Guyana will receive a 24% increase in their salaries, retroactive to January of this year. For next year, the employees will get a 5% pay hike. Fresh negotiations will take place after 2023. SOL Guyana Incorporated has also set its minimum wage for 2022 to $130,000 per month, which is almost double the minimum wage in the public service and triple times the minimum wage in the private sector. From January of next year, the minimum wage at SOL Guyana will be further increased to $136,000 per month. The company has also agreed to increases in the meal allowances for the workers. The General Workers Union and the company are both pleased with the negotiations and the agreements.
In Jamaica, what was supposed to have been a peaceful protest at the St. Grant William Park in downtown Kingston turned into a whole pile of confusion between members of the Rastafarian community and other members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. This report by CVM News.
Members of the Rastafarian community were out in their numbers Thursday for a peaceful protest against the DPP's ruling on 19-year-old Nzinga King and a rally demanding the statues of Victoria, Edward Jordan and Charles Metcalf be removed as they represent vestiges of white supremacy and should be replaced by black statues which depict progress. Manager of the park, Dolores Williams, explained to our news team she was unaware of the scheduled protest and no notification was given by the KSMC.
I came to them and said, what is the problem here? When I come out here and I don't want to poor Paul and come out and at our time now we fight against black people. I have no problem with it, but when I get to the KSMC, nothing.
High Commissioner for UNIA and ACIA Heru Aishakamusa Menelik says a letter was given to the group by ODPEM granting them permission to proceed.
When we contacted the mayor's office, we were told that they are no longer in charge of giving permits for the park. We have to go to ODPM, the disaster preparedness people. They are now in control of the park.
This letter, he says, was given to coordinator Ras Miguel Lorne, who the members were awaiting to commence the event. After waiting for a while, our news team observed other supporters on the outside of the park unable to gain access. Meanwhile, human rights activist Lloyd Diangla says their constitutional rights are being infringed upon.
So for the police to come in here and first of all be objecting to people being inside here means that Jamaican people don't have no rights anymore. You don't have no constitutional right, you don't have no human right, you don't have no legal right.
Today is Carnival Monday, so what kind of bacchanal are revelers in Trinidad having? Well, prior to the weekend, the fetting was already taking hold despite the pandemic.
Chairman of the National Carnival Commission, NCC, Winston Gypsy Peters, believes if enough people in Trinidad and Tobago are vaccinated, he sees the possibility of this country having carnival celebrations once again. Speaking on TTT's Now Morning Show, Mr. Peters said from his experience at Miami Carnival this year, he saw people adjusting to the new normal.
We have to maybe have to get accustomed, if not for the long term, for the short term, to just what they're doing in those places, if we are to have a carnival. And what I am saying is that if we have a carnival, let's take, for instance, we have isolated a place like the Queen's Park Savannah to do a carnival, or we want two venues, one in Port of Spain, one in San Fernando.
The entertainment started with Devlin Seal.
Long time my tablet was just a pill, which you took when you fell ill, and you had to take it until conditions improved. And a hard drive was what you got when Brian Lara was hot, when he hit it like a gunshot.
Rap, so man, don't die. We multiply, might shed a tear, but we don't cry. They hold me back, but yet still we fly. Try to kick me down, but we don't touch the sky. Rap, so man, don't die. We multiply.
The morning was also filled with the sound of the vintage art with Black Sage.
Well, I really do want to make a fuss. I'm glad I come here and I get a nice chorus. And I am so very happy. I have the three of them accompanying me.
Four.
But I have to say I'm very sure. He say it's not three, he say it's four.
Yeah.
But when I come here and do a thing, by the time I come back here, they will learn to sing.
It's Carnival Monday in Dominica. But don't expect colorful parades, big trucks loaded with blaring speakers, or masses of people gyrating and sweating to the latest calypsos. One of the most popular events on the island's festival calendar, Carnival, or as it is locally called, the Real Mass, has been affected, like so many other things, by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. In 2021, Carnival was cancelled altogether. However, this year, the government of Dominica gave the go-ahead for the staging of 10 activities dubbed special events.
Roy Sanford, who is missing the 2 days of street revelry, although he did get a taste in Kalinago territory on Sunday. However, the Calypsonians always step up to the plate. Here's a taste of the richness of Dominica Kaiso 2022.
How would you say that lady have a big bottom? Madam Salami, I'm a wonder. How would you say, I want to suck your coconut?
success.
We go push them,
we go hit them,
we press, wish them the best.
We go hit them,
we go beat them at their game of skew.
We go beat them,
and we go kill them,
kill them with kindness too.
I join in the laugh way, the rum and the party. Two shots of whiskey, man like shadow flow with me. That's when I sang get out, they still don't put them out. I said don't what is wrong, they don't care what is right.
So all those who think they have power, come and come in. Any minute, any hour, come and come in. When you want to crush a position, come and come in. Today you up, tomorrow you don't, come and come in.
And for they want to shut me up, people still free to talk in communist China, and Venezuela. What is the big thing?
People protesting.
They want to shut we up. Are we not free to talk in Dominica?
Dominica.
And Antigua. Leaders them doing
all kind of wrong things.
Hear me. Take care or you kidnap me. We are living in
no communist country.
The special events for today and tomorrow are being held at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium for 500 lucky patrons from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. They will be streamed live. Probably not the best for carnival lovers, but they can hope that things improve for 2023.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 28th February. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.